I think it was Coach Reed. He was like, how do you feel to be a Kansas City Chief? I was like, hell yeah, let's have you up right now.
I had no indication that the Chiefs were going to take me until I got the phone call. You know, I couldn't believe that an NFL team would call me, you know, and ask me to come out.
Actually, I wasn't even watching the draft. I was sitting down in my mom's basement with my buddy Pat. You know, when I got that phone call and I figured I was going to be a Kansas City Chief and be able to be teamed up with my college teammate and Travis Kelce, you know, I was very, very excited.
I had a few family members, a few friends who's been there since high school. Just like, you know, everybody, you know, the day ones. The moment they start saying my name, Kiva, everybody just went crazy, man. I just started tearing up.
I come from a football family, and it's been my dream to get to the highest level of football. I was just so excited. It was a dream come true.
First age I can remember wanting to be in the NFL is probably 4 or 5.
I've always wanted to be an NFL player, man.
Since I was in the 8th grade, I always had a dream of playing in the NFL.
It's been a real long dream that I had. And I just really love to play the game as hard as I can, and I'm giving my max effort.
You know, I'm an aggressive, powerful type of guy. You know, I'm dominant at the run. I'm also a good pass rusher. I think I fit in with this team very well.
Probably the physical aspect. You know, I've always liked hitting people, and, you know, if you can do this and get away with it legally and put pads on, you know, I'm all about it.
It's the ultimate team sport. It's so many guys that put in so much time and work together to reach a common goal.
Just the competitiveness that you have to bring to the game. There's a lot of guys that's extremely skillful with this game, but if they don't bring that competitiveness, this game will eat you alive. The fan base is unreal already. They said my Twitter and Instagram has been blown up.
And they said the best barbecue. I got to taste your barbecue, man. I got to get a hold to this barbecue everybody is talking about, man.
Like I said, they even tell me, you haven't seen anything yet until you run out of Arrowhead Stadium.
Some stadiums, engineer their stadiums to trap in the noise, but I've heard that this stadium is really the most rocking stadium in the NFL, so I can't wait to go out there and experience it.
You know, I'm from Seattle, so everybody, the fans of Seattle, they think Seattle's the CenturyLink's the loudest place, but man, I'm hearing this Arrowhead ain't no joke.
It's better when you have the loudest fans on your side. You know, I'm looking forward to it, and I'm excited.
65 toss power trap.